Welcome to the Motherhood Journey. I am so glad that you're here. This is a space where we allow the daily joys and the tough moments to shape us and build us into the beautiful and powerful women that God originally designed us to be. Let's walk this out, mamas. Let's enjoy the journey of motherhood and see it as the blessing that it is. Hello, sweet mamas. Welcome back to the Motherhood Journey. I hope that you have had a great week. You are pumped and ready to hopefully receive some goodness of truth and love and joy in my podcast. Today, I am bringing you a bit of a different episode than the normal, just general motherhood in Christ stuff and diving into homeschool. So I thought it'd be really fun to share a bit of a day in life as a mama who is homeschooling and has four kids with a little baby, all of that good stuff, just because my homeschooling podcasts are some of my top ones. So hopefully it can encourage people, because there's not heaps out there for Australians who are trying to understand homeschooling, understand how to do it. And obviously, as you all know, it's a huge passion on my heart. So let's dive straight in. I had actually gotten the idea to record this because I had a bit of a kind of kerfuffle, but like victorious morning the other morning trying to do homeschool, and thought, oh man, this day has given me so many opportunities to kind of reveal some of the kind of tips and tricks that I could share with others, or things that I had to put into play to really help the day be successful. But then I forgot everything that happened that day. So it's Monday today, and I just thought, oh, I'll just record what we do today. Every day is so different, but today we're just at home. So I think it's a bit of a good basic day to share with you guys what we do, and hopefully it can just really inspire you and give you ideas. I love listening to or watching people's day in the lives, because it gives me so many ideas. I feel like it's just a world of inspiration when I can see, like, what do they do for their breakfast time, or for how they share the word with their kids, or how they organize gardening and, I don't know, laundry and all the normal stuff. But when you see someone else do it in their own creative, unique way, it just sparks ideas for your own life and the ways that the Holy Spirit can guide you in how you could be doing things maybe more efficiently or in more of a fun, passion-filled way, whatever it might be. So we do usually go out to town. We live out in the country, but we go into town maybe like 2 days a week on the weekdays to do homeschool group, or it might be library or meeting a friend or going to the park. But then we also go to town on the weekend. So otherwise, we try and keep our days at home if possible. We have busier weeks than others because I find that if we go out for the morning, usually homeschool won't get done that day. Because my eldest daughter is just about to finish kindergarten, and then I've got a preschooler who's four, and then a two-year-old and a four-month-old baby. There's just so much going on just with normal life. And as us mamas know, like when we have just younger kids, like before I started homeschooling, your whole day can be filled with just chores and park trips and meeting friends and tantrums and just cleaning up after your kids. Like your day can get filled. So usually in general in our house, because we take homeschooling very relaxed, if we go out for the morning, then that is plenty of learning for the kids for the day, and the rest of the afternoon is just fun or all the other routine things that we do. So today so to start off my days, I wake up at 5 with my husband, and we do a little workout. Usually it's just a Pilates sort of core strengthening thing, or we do a circuit together. Then I have my God time. In that I just journal or read the word. I've always got baby Flo by my side. She'll wake up the second I get up, and I've always got the little boys coming in, my 4-year-old and my 2-year-old, from pretty much 5:15 onwards. So they need to stay and play in the lounge room, which is always a great time of training in the mornings to help them do that. So I'm kind of managing those things while I'm sitting with the Lord. And then usually just after 6, I go have my shower. My husband's making his breakfast, so he'll watch baby Flo. Then it'll be breakfast time. Usually by 7, we're all at the table eating breakfast. Now, usually at breakfast time, I use this time to do our Bible reading together, to do our day of the week, to do a Bible verse, whatever we're kind of doing, talk about the weather, just that kind of like connection time and time to just start the day off sharing with the kids about the Lord in a devotional or whatever. But because I have a 4-month-old baby, it can really be so different for each little season of need. So right now, Flo is very fussy in the mornings. So I'm usually trying to quickly get breakfast out for the kids, which will usually be like eggs on toast or pancakes or avocado toast and smoothies, things like that. And then I'll be walking outside with her in the carrier trying to pat her down to sleep. Then I'll finish up making my breakfast or reheating it or whatever. Then I'll sit down and eat. So right now I'm kind of missing that window with the kids. Or it's kind of all over the place and I'm just more sitting with them chatting. Like today we were making sourdough pancakes and all three kids were up just sitting on the island bench eating the pancakes as I cooked each one, and we just chatted and I had baby Flo on me. So it's different each day, but that's the beauty about homeschool. We can take it slow. We can have a good, nutritious, hot breakfast and just see where the day takes us. But I would like us to get back into that routine because I, of course, really value reading the word with our kids. But this morning, we just ate pancakes on the bench. And then we do our morning chores. So the kids have each of their own chores, which are very simple. And then I clean up. I pretty much like to have by 9:30 a load of laundry in the wash, and the kitchen cleaned up, dining room cleaned up, dishes, everything kind of in that space clean. The kids clean their bedroom and the lounge room and deck for the afternoon chores. So I don't worry too much about those spaces. But that does not mean I'm not cleaning them. I'm kind of, with having six people living in a home all day since my husband works here too, there's just constant mess. So here and there, I'm always picking things up. When the kids aren't in the lounge room, I might quickly shovel the Lego in a box or quickly chuck all the books on the shelf or whatever. But in general, I'd like just the kitchen and dining room cleaned. This morning, we had a big time of character development. There was a real struggle with doing chores from one of my children this morning. So it probably was an hour and a half of back and forth, patience and trying to train and trying to walk through the us all working as a team and doing it with a happy heart. So that took up a lot of our morning. So we didn't start homeschool till 10. But once we did, we sat out on our deck. I find that the deck is the easiest place and best place to do school because the little boys can just easily go off and play something outside or be more like kicking or throwing a ball or just have a bit more freedom to run around and maybe be a bit more destructive while we're doing school. And then, yeah, we did maths today, which is our Good and the Beautiful maths book, which usually takes us just like 10 minutes. And then we usually are doing the 100 easy lessons to learn how to read, but Hazy's asked for a break from that. So we today just read some of her Bob books together. So she sat with me and read them to me. We try and do a little bit of maths and English every day, and then all the other subjects get chucked in a few days a week when it suits. So we might do art at one point in the week. We might do science, geography, history, PHP, all those kind of things just two or three times a week, one of them. So we kind of put them on rotation. So one week we might just get geography and history done, and then the next week we'll do science and art. But also the beauty about homeschooling is that I have a routine set up and I have kind of my kind of aim for each day. Like I in general would like to do art on Mondays, in general do one of those other extra subjects on Wednesdays and Thursdays because we have homeschool group on Tuesday and we're usually doing things in town on Friday. But we really, really go with the flow. And so often I can ask Hayes, what would you like to do today? Would you like to do PDH day or geography? And so for example, because the New South Wales curriculum has such low recommendations, we might not get to history for a few weeks because we're diving deep into a topic about, I don't know, ants, or we have found tadpoles growing in our clay waters. So we had spent a while doing that, and we can kind of do things that are just really organic and really obvious in the moment and occurring in the moment. Anyway, this morning we did our Good and the Beautiful. We then read our Bob books, and then we did our Children of the World. So Children of the World pages are kind of like what we're doing for geography. And I just found them free on a website. They're amazing. You can message me if you want them. They're just like a little sheet that has a cute little cartoon of a person from that country. And they're wearing like the traditional clothing. And then it has like color in the flag, color on the map where it is, write how they would say hello, write their draw their traditional food, write a unique fact about them. And Hazy loves them. She loves picking them out. And it's been so cool because we have our globe and we have our big map picture on the wall and we get to point tune out where they are and learn about so many different cultures and what a life is like for the kids. Because often I'll find one or two YouTube's videos that explain that area and explain what kids do in that country or the food that they eat. And we get to just listen to their language speakers. We figure out how they say different words, and it's just really fun. It's a really fun and interactive way for the kids to learn about the world around them, which is cool. And then after we finished that, baby Flo was losing it. She thankfully had just fed and was off me when it was time for school. So she was sitting in her bouncer and I had my two-year-old sitting on me, which worked well because they all just had food and they were just chill. A tip for keeping little kiddos happy is that I try and make sure my lessons are always outside if possible. There's always food. If we're going to sit down and do a homeschool lesson, there's always going to be food. So it's either like morning tea or like the lunch. What was my other one? Keep the lessons really short. So today we did three things in a row. Often I won't do that many things in a row. Often I'll just do one or two things and spread it out. But the kids were all really happy today. While Hazy's doing her work, Noah was working on his preschool books. And he's just doing very casual preschooling because he only just turned four. So he's been three this year and I don't really do anything proper with them when they're three. Next year, when he's going to be four, we're going to start doing Letterland, which I just did from my schooling, and it's just really fun. It's like one page for each Letterland character for each letter. And then each letter we do for that week, he'll just like decorate the letter and we'll do little games and fun stuff that connect with the letter A or B or C and read the little story of that character. And he's got a little before school book that he'll do, which he'll absolutely love because he's like smashing it with like maths and all that kind of stuff, and he has so much fun. But right now he's just doing some leftover books I had from Hazel from Christian Light Education. I wouldn't necessarily recommend them. They're a little bit boring and he kind of picks and chooses which pages he wants, but we had them on hand and it gives him something to do, and he loves having his big boy book. Like, he needs to have a book to do, and those books are fun. They just are like tracing and like learning about and all sorts of things, morning, afternoon, patterns, all the basic stuff you do. But next year we'll be diving in a little bit more with Noah. But he does that book alongside Hayes. So I kind of just jump between the two. I'll be like, all right, Hayes, do this on your sheet. And then I'll go, okay, Noah, circle all of the circles in the row and then tell me when you're done. And I kind of jump between the two while Kai kind of just plays around. But yes, we did that. And then Flo was losing it, so it was time to feed her and pop her on. And we went down and let our chickens out and fed them, and the kids did that. They all climbed into the coop and checked on how they were all going, put their food in, helped me scoop it out of the bag, chased the chickens around the backyard. Then we went into the veggie patch and checked how our veggies were going, because we just love doing that every day because it is just the most beautiful place in our backyard. We love it so much. And that has been our morning. The kids are now in their rest time, so we had lunch at the end of homeschool time today. While we were doing Children of the World, because it got pushed later. But usually we do lunch and read picture books, so before rest time, after homeschool time. But today the kids went straight into rest time after playing around for a bit. Hazy got all the pebbles out of the fireplace, my almost six-year-old, and did a pebble line, like curved all through the lounge room, and counted up to like almost 200 doing that, which is really fun. I love when I catch moments of them using their everyday resources to develop their understanding of concepts and learn more. It's just so fun. So her and Noah were doing that. And now they're playing with some Play-Doh on the deck, doing their rest time, which they do for about an hour. And then I'm going to jump in again. And for this afternoon, we usually kind of do some homeschool in the morning and then a little bit of homeschool in the afternoon. So again, I'm always going with her flow. If she's in the mood or feeling like it. We do homeschool every day. So it's not that I'm like, hey, do you feel like doing school? No, cool. We won't. Like, we do school every day, but we do try and always focus it in a positive way on what she wants to do or enjoys for that day. So we usually won't do maths and English together because her 100 Easy Lessons to Read book has a lot of concentration. So we usually do maths in the afternoon if we had done that in the morning. But today we have smashed it all out in the morning. And her and I had a colouring in session last night while the boys were in bed. So she's asked if we can do that this afternoon. But I'm going to pause the podcast here and I will fill you in with the rest of the afternoon and the night once it has happened. Alrighty, so we are here at the end of the day. It's almost 9 p.m, very late for me. So I'm going to do a little recap of what went down from lunchtime onwards after I had shared the first half of the podcast with you guys. So they were set up for their outside time doing Play-Doh. They're also doing this huge watercolor painting, like a long strip of paper, where they were like painting their bodies and doing finger painting and painting with their brushes, and they had done a really cool painting together for me to come and see. And then while they did that, after I finished recording the first half of this podcast, I made me and Brad a cup of coffee. I always have like a half shot of coffee in the afternoon. I absolutely love it, with butter, milk, and maple syrup. And we had leftover cinnamon scrolls that I'd made the other day, so they are my absolute fave. So it was a good little sesh, can I just say, sitting down while the kids finished their outside time. And I had that and was listening to the word a little bit on the Passion Translation through Audible, because I just really want to know God more. I just don't want it to be a theory or rules or a way of life that I follow. I really want to know God more, and I'm very busy and kind of gung-ho in my days, so I'm just trying to incorporate him in the littlest moments, even if it's like 5 minutes while I drink coffee and I have the audio Bible, just trying to take moments in my day being like, I know you're here, God, and I know you have something for me right now, and you're moving and you're alive and you're well, and just trying to incorporate him in the little ways, because my heart right now is really yearning for that deeper connection of his realness. Anyway, after I did that and the kids came in from their had rest time, then I always connected with the kids after rest time to either do our second lot of homeschooling or just some sort of like connection time, like play with blocks together or read books together, or as we were going to do today, color in together. But they were having so much fun. They didn't want to color with me. I was like, guys, I'm here. It's now or never. Do you want to color? And they were just like, no, they're having fun playing their games. So I really like reading with the kids every day, and we didn't do it at lunch today. So Kai was on the couch and I was like, all right, I'm going to read some picture books with Kai. And I knew that would stop them all and they would all come over, which was awesome. So we snuggled up, Flo was on my lap, and we read some books together, which just absolutely love doing. I love kids' picture books. And then after that, the kids had their outside time, but I was making them some afternoon tea before they did that, having banana smoothies, and Hazy was setting up an ops course in the lounge room while I was doing that. So they played on that, and then they went outside, had their smoothies, had a fun outside time, and yeah, I can't remember what I did for the outside time, but I was just doing little things here and there. Oh yeah, we were looking up, we're getting a new car, so I was looking up different new cars and chatting with Brad about it. And then what did we do after outside time? Well, outside time, I remember, actually was a bit of a kerfuffle, because the kids were being so silly with their smoothies that they poured all over the table, and then Kai was rubbing his whole face and hair and arms in it. So he came into me when I was in the bedroom with Flo, and he just looked hilarious. So I took him out to Brad to show Brad and then went to clean him up. But outside of that, the kids had a really great time playing together. I then, for the rest of the afternoon, once they had come in, just was doing my own thing, because they were just happy playing the whole afternoon, which was really nice. So it was just super peaceful, which was different to this morning. So that was really nice. I have been preparing 2 loaves of bread today to bake. So I was just folding them and shaping them and taking care of them for a little session. I had to spend time putting baby Flo to sleep on me, do laundry, just clean up little areas, just normal little maintenance things. And then I started dinner. We made chicken parmigiana tonight, and I just was making dinner while the kids were playing. And then eventually they decided to do their chores. So I was like, guys, come on, let's do a chore. So they clean their bedroom together and then have a zone that they need to pick up. But it definitely is a kid pickup. I still have to go in at the end of the night in one of their zones and do a final cleanup. But they do well at just like packing the main things off the floor away, which is cool. And then they watched a little bit of Little Bear while I finished off the end of dinner. Got to go down to the garden and cut some fresh lettuce. It just makes my heart so happy when I get to bring anything from the garden into our dinner. And then we just had dinner together as a family, which was really nice. And then both boys right now, because they're both not napping, 2 and 4, both say, I want to go to bed now, like halfway through dinner every night right now. And it is the dream. So they each got, Brad gets up, puts them to bed, and like literally spends 2 minutes with them, and they both just fall asleep. And it is amazing, because I've had years of 1 to 2 hours every night of kids having absolute meltdowns and not being able to stay in their beds and so much crying every single night. So this is such a blessing right now. Then Hazy always stays up with us, and me and Brad just caught up with each other while Hazy was there, and Hazy finished off some colouring, and then she went to bed and I went to put Flo to bed, and then Flo was not having it going to bed. She just wanted to look at me and giggle and be cute. So I'd also put a batch of granola in. I'd put a loaf of bread in the oven, one of them to cook, and granola in the oven. And my granola completely burnt because my oven was so hot from cooking the dinner that I'd kept it on from. That was very sad, but it's okay. Can't win them all. Yes. And then I just have been doing my normal nighttime chores, recording this podcast, spent a long time trying to get the chickens into their coop because two of them decided to sleep on top of our outside piano rather than in the coop. And I just am so freaked holding them. I don't know why, they're just slippery and they just flutter their wings a lot. I'm scared they're going to peck me. So I literally just spent like 20 minutes trying to hype myself up to grab these chickens, trying many attempts, but anyway, I finally braved up, grabbed them, put them away. Now I'm recording this podcast. I'm going to finish cleaning up now that Flo's asleep in bed and then try and get to bed myself. That is my day, my friends. Full but fun. Today was an awesome, chill day. And some days we're out and about, so I do much less in the home. And other days we get to do more projects or art or whatever. But that was our day today. And I really hope that this rambling story time for me could encourage you in some way. And just boost you along in just the normalness and realness of motherhood that is fun and messy and hard and challenging and sweet and beautiful all at the same time. I'm just going to pray for you guys now, and we'll chat to you again next week. Jesus, thank you for each mom that's listening right now, wherever they're at in life. Thank you that you love them, that you're there for them, and that you see them. I thank you that you see them. Thank you that you see us, and that you are happy. You are joyful and you are peaceful and you are so ready to be with us in the very, very, very normal things that we do every day. It blows my mind, Lord, that someone like me who seems and feels so insignificant, just living a very normal life in my home on my property, caring for my children, just trying my darn hardest to love them well, amongst all my failings, you are pleased with that and you care about me and you want to be part of my story. And I thank you that you want to be part of, well, you want to be each mama's who's listening, you want to be their story. I pray you would help us to know that more. And just as I am trying to incorporate you in my day, even in the littlest moments, I pray you would help each one of these moms listening to be able to just take a step of courage and have a little push and a nudge to incorporate you in a little way in their day. And be encouraged that they are doing the best that they can, that you are proud of them for that. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We love you, God. Amen. If you enjoyed tuning in today, subscribe here and connect with me over on Instagram, where you can DM me or find my email, as I'd love to connect deeper and pray with you.